asked a number of times as to what happened to Project Magnet. So I prepared the following statement, which I would like to read. Project Magnet was authorized in December 1950 following a request made to the Canadian Department of Transport by myself for permission to make use of the department's laboratory and field facilities in a study of unidentified flying objects and physical principles which might appear to be involved. The program consisted of two parts. The first part was the collecting of as much high-quality data as possible, analyzing it, and, where possible, drawing conclusions from it. The second part consisted of a systematic questioning of all our basic concepts in the hopes of turning up a discrepancy which might prove to be the key to a new technology. Unfortunately, the program was plagued by well-meaning but misguided journalists who were looking for spectacular copy or copy which could be turned to political account to such an extent that both those who were working on the project and the Department of Transport found themselves in an embarrassed position. Consequently, when the Project Magnet report was made and permission sought to extend the scope of the investigation through federal financial support, the decision was finally made in 1954 that this would not be advisable in the face of the publicity from which the whole project had suffered. Project Magnet was officially dropped by the Department of Transport in October 1954. Although the department indicated its willingness to permit the continued use of laboratory facilities, provided this could be done at no cost to the public treasury. The project has been continuing under these conditions, and to this extent may be said to have gone underground. The government of Canada are not participants in the project and not in any way responsible for its conclusions. The conclusions reached by Project Magnet and contained in the official report were based on a rigid statistical analysis of sighting reports and were as follows. There is a 91% probability that at least some of the sightings are of real objects of unknown origin. There is about 60% probability that these objects are alien vehicles. That is, alien, meaning not of earthly fabrication. I hope this little chat will possibly bring to you my position with respect to the space people and my relationship with the official Canadian project, Magnet. I have not passed much of this information concerning the contacts with the space people to the official government people because they definitely did not seem to be interested in receiving this information, and there seemed to be a great deal of doubt in their mind whether or not the information itself was authentic. Consequently, I am proceeding entirely on my own and with the help of a few friends here who are willing to study this new physics. I believe we will be able to lay the foundation, at least, for something really worthwhile. Thank you.